Finance Now, and the US Federal Reserve says it won't take any more steps to boost economic growth this year. It says the economy has grown moderately, but warned the unemployment rate remains high. It's left open the option to implement more measures next year if the economy worsens.
Meanwhile, retail sales faltered for the second straight month. Retail and food services sales edged up a mere 0.2% in November. This is the weakest increase in 6 months, and it means a slow start to the crucial year-end holiday shopping season in the US.
In Greece, disabled people gathered in central Athens to protest against cuts in services and benefits. Demonstrators say it's becoming increasingly difficult to survive on a shrinking income as those austerity measures take effect. Meanwhile, Greece's finance minister was meeting with the European Commission to negotiate details of the country's second international rescue package.
Let's have a look at the markets for you now. The Dow has closed. It's ended the day 68 points lower. The Nasdaq's dropped 32. S&P 500 has finished 13 down. In London, the FTSE is also 62 points, but 62 points higher. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $100.22 a barrel. Tapis is at $116.34 a barrel. Gold is trading at $1,630.99 an ounce. The Australian dollar is still hovering about parity, 100 US cents there, 76 euro cents, and it buys 64 pence sterling.